Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Contemporary Mind Podcast brought to you by Andrew Paugh as your host. I hope you're having a wonderful day, a wonderful evening, morning, night, whatever part of the day that you are listening to this podcast. I hope that you're doing well. As you can tell, I haven't done a podcast episode in a while, so my speaking skills are not the best. But I did want to speak to you all about something. Something that God has put onto my heart, and I just would love to share it. So, again, this podcast, God Influence, every episode going forward, I try to share scriptures or personal testimony of me or my friends along the way. So I hope you enjoy. Today, I'm going to be reading a verse from the Bible. It's from Psalms, and it is basically about, Psalms is really just praising the Lord, right? And so after I read Psalms, or this verse in Psalms, which is my favorite verse, I'll be telling you about a little personal testimony and that how that kind of relates, in a sense. Okay, here we go. So here's Psalms 23, right? And I will read it for you, or you can read it with me, however you like. It starts like this. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In Jesus' mighty name. So, as you can already tell, that verse, I think it speaks to me personally, because it's very comforting. I read that. I try to read it morning and night. And don't ask me what my favorite verse is. I'm trying to memorize it so I could tell them. Psalms 23. And that is, that's in the Bible. Now, I think the one thing that I wanted to also talk about again was my personal testimony. Recently, I came across an obstacle that produced a lot of anger for me. I don't know about you guys, but in this obstacle, you know, it's one of those things where you try so hard, right? You want something so bad, and you try everything you can to control the situation, to make sure you get the right, product or result, and it just doesn't come out your way, right? It maybe comes out completely opposite. And so for me, that was the case. I was angry. I was upset with the Lord, with God too. And it's because I just really wanted it. Right? I really thought that I deserved it. And I was just deeply upset. And so literally from the morning all the way till evening, I was just like upset with God. And when you're upset with God, Satan, the enemy, loves to tempt you, right? Because that's when you're at your weakest. No matter how much you pray, no matter, we always have our weaknesses, right? Followers of Christ. And so, things that Satan will do, it's like as simple as dropping your keys on the floor, right? Accidentally, or tripping over something when you don't mean to, right? It's like those little things, but they add up and they build up and build up and build up. And this is what my friend Philip said, right? He's all like, you got to be careful because that's when he tempts you the most, right? Satan will tempt you with all those little things, right? But you have to remember, right? God, you have to remember Jesus, right? Remember where he's put you before, what he's brought you through. And he put it this way, where I was talking to him, and bless his soul. Again, if you don't know Philip, he is a close friend of mine, brother in Christ. Although we live two different lives, we follow the same God, and he always encourages me with scripture, with his personal testimonies. And Philip, if you're listening to this, brother. I hope Jesus blesses you 2 times, 1,000 times fold, you know. I don't know if I said that correctly, but yeah, he's a great man. And we also have podcast episodes that kind of date back to like 2019. So if you want to go and search for those, look for those. But yeah, so anyways, he says to me, right, he's all like, you know, look back, reflect about God's, you know, God's goodness in your life. He asked me before COVID, before, you know, you were really close with Jesus, like, what did your life look like? And, you know, I thought for a second, and I didn't feel as much peace as I do nowadays, right? With everything so hectic and everything going on in life, personally, right, one could possibly say, wow, you should be really stressed. But matter of fact, and in all honesty, I, through even all of what's going on in my life and around me, I feel peace when I go to sleep and when I wake up, even during these obstacles, right? Even though at the pinnacle of all these like challenges, by the end of the day, right, tapering it off, I still feel at peace. And that is a blessing in itself, because I know a lot of people who go to bed angry and upset and hold on to traumas and everything else. And so, you know, God has put me through a lot. Jesus put me through, has brought me through a lot of challenges and obstacles, and still is. And so with that, there was a lesson that Brother Philip, he kind of like gave me an article and I read it. And it brought up a verse. I'm going to bring it up right now. Oh, can I? Okay, there we go. Cool. So I'm going to bring it up right now. It is, let me see. Sorry. Okay, here. It's in Hebrews, another section of the Bible. I'm going to read like the caption over it, and then I'll read the verse. So the caption says, the most apparent reason for the Lord's suffering is to help break us from our independent spirit. Mercifully, the discomfort of pain can bring you to a place of trusting God rather than yourself. And so the verse is, for the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields a peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Hebrews 12:11. That really hit my soul, because rather than playing victim to my challenge and like my emotions and things that I see in life, right, to train myself to have faith that God will pull me through it, as he always has, right? I often ask the question, I should ask the question, God, what do you want to teach me through this? Or what do you want to teach me in this moment? And oftentimes, right, the way that God speaks to me, of course, he doesn't speak to me audibly, I wish, but he'll bring a verse or scripture from the Bible that I've read maybe a week ago, a day ago, even years ago, funny enough. And or he'll bring someone literally in my life and tell me a verse that I've heard once and need reminder of. But like he does those things, and he reinforces that, and I praise him, and I praise his glory and his greatness. And so, you know, through it all, although I have dealt with said obstacle, I'm grateful for where I'm at, and knowing that I have faith in God, that he'll put me through it, and, you know, with many more blessings, and to understand, to not lean on my own understanding and my self-reliability, right, but him and him alone. So, you know, it's a journey for sure, but I am learning, I am loving the journey, and I love Jesus. And, you know, if any of you are curious about Jesus, I would recommend reading the Bible for yourself. Maybe even giving a minute, 5 minutes, an hour, however many, you know, however, how much ever time you have to spend with him. And I'm sure he'll give you an answer if you kind of just open your heart to it. But again, the kingdom of God is open to everyone. Right? There's no limitations. There's no, like, the gate is wide open, really. Although it is narrow, yes, the gate is wide open. And, you know, all of us can receive Jesus' love. You just gotta seek it. So that's my message for today and for this episode. Again, I hope that Jesus blesses everyone who listens to this, that he blesses you with peace, love, and comfort, that he puts you, you know, where you need to be, and that he opens your heart to everything that he has to offer in life. And if your heart is closed and you're going through something hard, right, you're not alone. And I can tell you that I've been there, and I'm still maybe even going through it some days. But we got a God in heaven that is willing to be with us, take our burdens, right, make it lighter for us. So anyways, I hope you're doing well. I'm going to say a little Our Father, and then we'll dip out of here. Okay, go ahead and bow your head with me. Our Father, who art in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, night, evening, morning, whatever day you listen to, or whatever part of the day you're listening to. And I'll see you next time. Peace.